The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. You know who co-wrote this song?
Project Pat.
not him. Oh. Not Crunchy Black either. They had a few, but Lemmy. Lemmy was one of the co-writers.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember hearing him talk about it. He was like, that was a nice check for the rest of his life. Especially when he said Metallica covered it. That boosted the check up a little more.
I bet.
Didn't he help him write Mama, I'm Coming Home, too?
Yep, I believe so. 6 figures a year. Just off a couple songs.
It's, you know, when I never met the guy, I saw him, I went to like, I want to say there was like 3 Ozfests I did not go to. The rest of them I went to. And that was obviously a while ago because I could, your boy could pull all day. Your boy could go do a radio show, drive to Charlotte, hang out all day, get sunburnt and drunk 4 different times, and then come back and do radio the next morning.
Warped Tour.
Remember those days?
Warped Tour did that too. That was with my daughter, though. I didn't drink then.
I remember when we used to park the vans in front of our houses that we'd just like pull in because we'd been out all night.
Hell yeah. That's how when I lived in Eastleigh, that's how they knew that I worked at the radio station because I was closer to my house from the appearance than I was the radio station. I didn't even call Mark or anyone. I just drove the van to my house and then got up the next morning and drove it to work.
People used to mark out to the van. Like, the van itself was a local celebrity.
Yeah, it was. That old black van that didn't have power steering. It was so hard to park.
Remember that van that? Sucked. Oh, yeah, God. God, yes.
Did you, like, all the Ozfest you went to, was Ozzy there? Because, you know, there were some that he didn't.
There was one he was not. It was, I want to say Disturbed was the headliner.
The last and then, one?
I don't know about the last one. There's a few that I didn't go to. Probably the last few I didn't go to.
I messed up and went to Bozfest. So I went to the wrong one.
Oh, you did? You did.
Got a blonde mohawk and flat top of me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with Bosworth or Skaggs. I don't know any Boz Skaggs jokes.
I thought they were, when I met them, I thought Ozzy and Sharon, I thought they were very nice people. I was kind of intimidated.
That's how I came to know Ozzy. Like, he was that figure. Like, I can't liken it to Alice Cooper, I guess, for people that are, you know, older than me.
Right.
And I guess younger than me, Marilyn Manson probably kind of took that mantle of mysterious kind of, you don't want to say devilish type character, but, you know, real controversial. It's kind of scary growing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, stuff like, you know, it's weird because, you listen to the music of Ozzy, and now, you know, you listen to the lyrics, you read the lyrics or whatever. I mean, when I was a kid, he was basically the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Like, at church, it was always Ozzy, at Black Sabbath. I mean, they're always using them as the thing. And, you know, like, this guy's really, his wife's a witch and everything. And then, like, I know, I was just thinking yesterday, like, about the afterlife. Like, you know, if down deep, I don't think Ozzy was this sadistic, dark person. I'm not downgrading, but like, it was a gimmick.
Exactly.
I mean, it was just a gimmick.
So do you think Blonde Ozzy was the kind of soften that?
That's when he became, he was already a dad, but that's when I think Kelly or Jack was born and he was really like, you know, the blonde, God, that's funny. That was right there. But that was right after he split from Black Sabbath, too, and went on his own. Lizard of Oz.
And it's all true, I guess, about that they put it in the Motley Crue movie about the ants.
Yeah.
Snorting them.
Yeah.
Well, they dared them.
But, like,
they tried to out rock and roll each other.
But, you know, like, it was a gimmick. I mean, the guy was, when I say gimmick, I mean, you know, like, what was the, any of their songs, which one was like the most one like quoted as being evil? It's like,
so I don't know if
it Mama, I'm Coming Home is a sweet song.
I don't know if it ever got to the music. I think they just looked at him himself just and
I mean,
it's like, I seen War Pigs and Iron Man, probably the two that Paranoid. You hear the most of. Yeah, Paranoid.
That was the first time I even paid attention really to wrestling when wrestlers were using walkout music and the Road Warriors came out to Iron Man. And I was like, I know I can bring it all back to wrestling, but that's like, I was like, God, man, that song freaking, that's heavy right there. And, but, you know, a lot of people, though, heard and read the stuff that was said back in the 70s and 80s and probably did act on it, doing some bad things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dark ritualistic bull stud.
I don't, it's odd, man, because Ozzy was, he was massive. He was his own entity, if you will. Though the rest of the guys in the band were pretty famous, too. Like, nobody else is going to be like that. It, you know, when, like with the Stones, you got, you know, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those passes away, you know, still you have some semblance of a,
I mean,
of a band.
You've got Tony Iommi and Ozzy Osbourne. I mean,
but like even on Metallica, you know, when Hetfield passes, like it's just nobody's going to be on that level anymore of like
rock star,
standalone, like, you know, you, like the guy.
I and Hardy's got a song, Rock Star, and I said to Hardy, so do you think you're a rock star?
Not my Hardy.
And he said, very good quote, you don't call yourself a rock star. Somebody else calls you a rock star and determines that you are at that level. And
that's true, Paige. Because they call us here the talent in the building. I like that.
As far as rock star, I think Ozzy definitely is one of the few real rock stars out there, you know.
Yeah.
Legends.
Oh, now I'm catching crap for saying that. It was a gimmick. I mean, come on. Like, it almost, in, you know, we played the Alice Cooper thing earlier. Like, Alice Cooper, I don't think he's putting on mascara when he's just hanging out at the house. I don't.
Well, he may. I mean, that's okay.
Come on. I mean, I don't think he is.
Probably not. He's probably going to golf.
And Ozzy, like, after all those Ozfests, like, what memory do I have the most? It was so hot that he would have buckets of water on stage that he literally would just pour on himself. Like, he would just take a whole bucket. He was, what was it called? The ice bucket challenging himself. He was just pouring water all over himself because it was so miserably hot. And he was like 75 pounds.
Shower on.
I didn't see him when he was in his prime. Like, I didn't, and that sucks. But
I never got to see him.
You never did?
No Ozfest, no Black Sabbath shows.
I mean, of all the bands that come on stage when you hear their music, it's definitely excitement for me to see Black Sabbath.
I don't think it's out of the...
And Ozzy.
I don't think it's blasphemous in, as far as the music, you know, context of that term to say... He's probably right up there with Beatles as far as, like, impactful... legacy and death, and then that's what's different to any of the Beatles.
To disagree just because I'd have to disagree. I don't think it's that iconic. I mean to us and select few, yes, but like mainstream worldwide, no, not the Beatles. I don't even think Metallica, you put them. Beatles, just their own little thing. It happened right time, right. Everything was set up for Beatlemania. Nothing happened by coincidence. It was all set up. And America, without America, the Beatles wouldn't have been crap. We were their launching pad. I mean, they were big in England and stuff prior to coming here, but we.
What do they tell you when you reach that status where people know you by one name? That's when you know you've made it.
You're right, fat boy.
Ozzy told young Paige, you've made it here, but once you get over to America, you're going to take off. And, you know, he's on the cusp of doing that.
Is that your knuckles popping?
That's his.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Boy.
Real loud knuckles.
I know. Easily distracted.
But I'll be honest with you, sure. I like Ozzy's solo stuff better than Black Sabbath, and I like what he did with, you know, Zakk Wylde.
I still don't know who else is going to be on that mantle of...
It's too broad now. I mean, it really is. Like, even the biggest, like, the biggest star in the world, who would it be? Taylor Swift? Oh, I hate to say that.
Why? I feel like you would like... As far as her creativity and, like, she writes all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
She got so much material. I don't know it. I don't listen to her. But yeah, the guy's probably a good pick.
I like Taylor.
Iconic. Oh yeah, she's there now for sure. She's got to be the biggest musician in the world.
Think of the, but rock though, nice boobs too. It's like, I don't know.
Joan Jett would be somebody that you would think.
No, I mean, not for me. Nah. I'd say for women, probably, I guess.
You don't think of her first as far as like women, right? Yeah, I would think. I don't think there's one person left anymore. Like, you'll think of everybody else in the context of bands. I feel like you thought Ozzy first, then Black Sabbath second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't say that about, you can't even say that about Mick Jagger or James Hetfield. Hetfields and McCoys, you went. You saw it.
I did. Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, I mean, it was very affordable, like $200 for three people. And I don't even remember who won. Was it the Hatfield? We were Hatfields.
I thought it was James Hatfield and Neil McCoy, and everybody looked like him.
They had Ken Hatfield there.
The coach!
James was on tour.
Well, I know whose side you were on then.
Who was it he lost to? That small school Ken Hatfield lost to. Was it Rhode Island or somebody?
God,
that
dang
he,
it.
He had a big loss to, and he did that awful press conference. Oh, man.
I can't remember what it was then.
I mean, it really kind of a loss for words. Not in a, like, oh, I'm so impacted by it. It's just like, I mean, the guy was a legend. It's, but something you're on, though, the cusp of saying is, everything's too broad now to, you can be like a big fish in a small pond, but rare is the big fish in the big pond anymore.
Yeah, it's so broad that when you watch, because I watch a lot of news, when a musician or so-and-so passes away, now they gave Ozzy like lead on network news, they gave him a good segment, but everybody else they'll mention, but there's a lot of like, well, who's that?
I'll put this in a different perspective. I think when Kurt Cobain died, that was something else. That the world just kind of stopped, and it was very shocking. But I think we knew a path that, unfortunately, that this would happen with Ozzy, and it's we didn't expect it to happen so soon after the big concert. But it wasn't as shocking to me as the death of Kurt Cobain.
I didn't think it was. Obviously, I don't think it would have anything to do with Parkinson's, because you might have had it for a little bit, but that's one that, that's a disease that slowly takes you over years and years. Now, he could have had it way before he was diagnosed, and we don't know, but still. So, I'm kind of curious to know if it was something else. Or.
That's something I think about a lot is, you know, you're physically, you can try to get yourself straight and everything, but once that old noggin quits working, like, man, I don't want to even think about what that would be like. It would be, it'd be tough. It'd be very tough.
It's worse.
Tough on everybody around you.
It's sad.
I think it's worse when the brain's intact, but the body's not there. And you just can't do anything about it. It's like you're literally trapped in it. Everybody with MS, ALS.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, but you know, who knows? He was in that chair the whole show. They said he was real sharp.
Yeah.
Knew the words still.
If you guys were not a rock station, would you be talking about Ozzy right now? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, it's that's pop culture icon.
I don't know another one. Not anymore.
No. No, I mean, the closest thing, well, I mean, again, that gets so divided up into stuff. Like,
that's probably an obvious one I'm not thinking of, you know. That.
I mean, I think of Dave Grohl, but I hate giving him that much. Whatever.
I don't know. My memory's bad. You'll have to. I don't
ask her. She's got the memory today.
She really does. It's like a steel trap. I don't know if Michael Jackson, when he passed, was this big as far as.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was shocking. Yeah. That was heartbreaking.
I'll never forget. That was a Friday. Oh, yeah.
Like the. Not even the method of it, like learning of it, but like the afterflow of, like, you know, remembrance and. This is, I can't remember.
Like, do people go and still do vigils and stuff? Like, putting out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
She's pissed at me.
No.
A moron.
Ha ha, you dumbass. Stupid dumbass.
The last time I saw vigil was when he was with Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I don't.
And
oh,
I'm
that
sure
was Virgil.
in Birmingham, England, where all these people are and where that show was, I'm sure there's something big happening where people take a moment of silence and remember him. Because he was a legend.
Yeah. I got to take a moment during the commercials to gather myself.
Yeah.
Plus, I played the music twice already. So.
Well, I had bat for breakfast this morning, so I need to go to the toilet. KP1s.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What is this? Is this like music they play in memoriams at award shows or something?
No, it sounds like it, though.
It does.
Paige would know, but I think this might have been Ozzy's last song he did.
Patient number 9.
It's Gods of Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I think at this point he was kind of guesting on, because Billy Morrison's on it too. So I think they'd call Ozzy up and say, hey, you know, come on the song. Because there's another one like that too, and I can't remember what it was. Might have been the one you just mentioned.
This one was remastered. It was already recorded.
Well, the Zakk Wylde song, what was that? Ozzy was credited, but he wasn't listed as the main singer. God, I can't remember what that song was. We played the hell out of it too.
God, what was it?
I don't know.
I thought it was a BLS song or just him by himself.
This text says, the sign of making it is... Oh, well, we said that. The sign of making it is when you're known by one name. But you know what, though? What I've noticed in soccer is that all the players now are just going by one name. Like, they are. Like, you know, they're going the route of, like, Neymar. Like, what's up? I'm William.
Yeah, you got Ronaldinho, Neymar, Mbappe.
Pele, we mentioned
Pele, him. Rest in peace. And you had old Pogba.
Yeah.
So many. Stillborn, that's the song.
Stillborn, that's a great song, man. Great song.
Yeah, that's a BLS song.
That's a god, boy.
Devil's coming through the walls.
Is Ozzy in the WWE Hall of Fame? I don't think so. I don't have any recollection of him. Right. You might be thinking of old Doohickey.
Yeah.
Triple H is Zakk Wylde. Oh, not Zakk Wylde. Damn it.
Oh, you're talking about Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Lemmard.
Kill Mister.
Yeah. God, that is a good one.
Okay, we can do the... I mean, that's what this show's for, right? The tributes.
I was killing you to pay tribute to Ozzy.
No, it's not. It's just like, I don't know.
It's the death connotation to it that kind of puts you in a...
connotation? It's every day you get that little nudge, like, yeah. It's like God's up there like Goldberg. Who's next?
Yes. Are you getting closer to your mortality? It makes you think, how did you live your life?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I guess it's one of those things you kind of puts it like, not maybe a perspective. You grow up like you think people would live forever.
Yeah.
And then they're gone. And, you know, obviously with parents makes it different, but pop culture figures too. The only person I can ever think of that would like is on that basis of, big enough to like on that mantle, I guess, is Elton John. For his like musical, like, you know,
yeah,
powerhouse of.
Like, I mean, it's sad to say, but somebody like Rod Stewart when he passes, I feel like it'd be just kind of a glimpse. It'd be like, oh, Rod Stewart died. Yeah,
he's very talented.
Yeah, though he had a lot of songs. He never really stood out as, like, he never separated himself from that era as far as, you know, the other acts. That was just a great. Well, era for music.
But he went on to do the classics, so he didn't continue to create new music like Ozzy did.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, too. You got to, I guess, give him props for trying to make some new stuff later in life.
Boy, everybody, it's such a, like, everybody's, like I was saying earlier, on social media, people are saying, they happen in three. Who's next? I bet you if we think back before, okay, Alec, problem solved. Who was it? Damn it, Fat Boy. NASCAR. Just passed.
Oh,
Jug told us.
Yeah, God dang it.
Wood.
It was.
Was it a Wood brother?
Rex White.
Rex White.
Yeah.
Yeah. 95 there you go. Years There's old. The third one. So we don't have to keep guessing who's going to be next. I feel like we just. That's a weird mindset to get.
So.
Yeah.
I was right. Ozzy had five children, or has five children.
So that's going to be interesting how that works out now.
He has the first where he's got Jessica, Elliot, Louis by the first wife or other relationships, and then Kelly Osbourne, Amy, and Jack.
Hmm.
So do you think there's going to be – oh, my God. Okay, the internet says he's worth $220 million.
It seems low.
Low? Okay. Well, I figured it – well, either way, now you're going to have a big squabble. You know, kid's gonna fight.
I'm sure they had that laid out. Plus, Sharon's never gonna die, and
don't seem like it
until she does. They're not gonna get anything.
Much as she gets rejuvenated, I still don't believe they're gonna give all that money to charity. They could, but
I feel for her because if she's as close as I think she is, it's very hard when you lose a spouse like that.
Yeah, they talk about the whole broken heart syndrome. I don't know if that's gonna take place or happen, but. I mean, even though they went through some stuff and Ozzy was messing around the past few years, they were always together.
Yeah, she loved him.
I'm going to fart real quick. Hang on, I'm sorry.
You know, the boss doesn't like it.
Let's get emotional.
Just blame it on your chair like I usually do.
It was a bad spring, boss.
Yeah.
Thoughts with me during this time.
All right, we'll play up to David. David wants to guess on who's next.
Oh, boy.
Hey, David.
Hello.
I bet you're fun to be around. Who's next, man?
All right, David.
No, go ahead. I know why.
Oh, I don't want to. This is,
No. I'm messing
I wasn't
with.
Answering who's next, but as to who is kind of big icon in the rock and roll world and the heavy metal world, I have three reasons why I think it could be Robert Plant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are those three reasons?
I think Led Zeppelin was more influential and larger than Black Sabbath.
I agree with that.
And even though Ozzy probably had a larger solo career, Robert Plant, you know, had a pretty big important album in the 80s with Phil Collins on drums, and it was closely associated with Miami Vice. And then his solo, his work now in like Celtic music and bluegrass with like Dolly Parton album and Alison Krauss, musically, Robert Plant is the deal.
Well, he did evolve to do his own thing. Beyond Led Zeppelin.
What's like, you know, Mick Jagger? You don't think about him singularly. You think about Keith, too. So, like, if I'm thinking about Robert Plant, I immediately think about Jimmy Page.
Absolutely.
And, Jimmy Page.
And,
yeah, and I get that. And he didn't have a TV show and a famous wife and famous kids, so he doesn't have that cultural impact
today. And people were texting earlier about that the Osbournes TV show. You know my biggest take from that? Two things I remember from that show. A, that house smelled like dog piss. It just had to.
Because
they were
dogs,
always pissing everywhere. And then the TV coming up out of the bed. I always thought that was like, that's the sign of, man, you've made it right there. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was huge. But some of it, I think, was more that than actually his music career. I mean, it's connected together, obviously.
Right.
But I think he became more famous for the TV show.
You're right.
Than he did for some of his music.
He wrote his own narrative. You're right.
That's a good point.
That turned out to be a good call. I thought it was going to be awful. But that was really good. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. It's my first time calling. I was
Hey!
You did it. You did it. Thank you, my friend.
I got lucky.
Have a good morning.
See you, baby.
See you, dude.
Man.
Just call him baby.
Might have been just by.
Hey, babe. You said like an old Southern man would say.
Hi, baby.
Like the way men in the 20s and 30s would call each other babe. It was weird. Hey, babe. Come here, babe.
That's bizarre for guys. For dudes.
Hey, babe.
It's like Hulk Hogan. Remember, he did the reality show and kind of opened himself to a whole new market and pop culture-wise. No, he was already.
Yeah. That also probably ruined his family life, though. Like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did.
Broke him up. And the whole family, I think, shattered at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very sad.
Why am I? I'm not down about it. I just like somebody asked why do I sound so down about Ozzy's passing? It's not just that. It's just like I don't know. I think about the way Jack and Kelly and all them others ones feel. Like it's just awful.
So hard.
It's just awful.
To lose a parent like that.
Remember this feeling now, and God forbid when it happens to Kid Rock, probably going to feel the same way. Not going to know how to carry on, to be honest with you.
You will feel that way?
I think a lot of us will. And if you say you won't, you're probably lying to
yourself. You know, even like I always said, when Ric Flair passes, I will probably literally cry. And I don't think I will anymore. Like, I've just...
God. Dude, that's it.
Gosh.
I was just thinking of it in a musical context. Pop culture-wise, he's the next one.
Like, I told you I had a dream about a year ago that was really lucid. I was like, Ric Flair's going to die soon. It was such a weird, weird dream.
Oh.
I know. So if I dream about you, you don't want that.
Was his shirt off in your dream? Because he doesn't like to take his shirt off anymore.
No.
He wrestled his last match in his shirt. Yeah. I saw it on Facebook, his Facebook. Hey, if you want to see Rick 2 one more match, who would it be against?
How's his health?
Not good. Yeah. He has skin cancer now.
You never can tell with a man. Like, I don't know what's going to, and I hate to be crass about it, but when he finally passes, I feel like it's going to be something trivial that did it. Because look what all he's been through already.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, plane crash. That should have got him way back when.
Yeah.
Various alcohol induced.
Yeah. Paige, say something funny. I got to get out of my own way today. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I remember we used to do death pool and stuff like that. It's just a sign of getting older. It is. It's like, oh, dang it. That sucks.
Yeah, that's morbid.
That sucks. I think, starting to think about how the family feels and everything and like the waves of that. Like,
people
I
had cheated too. So.
Another thing over the weekend where I literally almost picked up the phone to call my mom. Like, what?
I've done that before.
It's maniacal. It's weird. I don't like it.
That might be something that's always there.
I know when I pass, I don't want anybody to cry. I want to do the exact same thing that my aunt did, is just, you know, load everybody up on a bus.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's
then what
we
happened?
Did you go to Jonesville?
We went to Georgia to bury her with her husband, and we had the best time on the bus. We drank a lot of alcohol and traveled from South Carolina down to Georgia all together. It was fun.
You took like a bachelorette party bus where you're drinking on it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So when she passes
Bloody
away,
Mary's.
She doesn't want you to cry.
It's got to be awesome to be Catholic. Y'all can drink.
You eat crackers too.
Yeah.
Wafers is a cracker. Communion. They take communion twice a day when you go home, right?
Well, we just sat and told good stories about my Aunt Marion and how much we loved her, you know?
Yeah.
I know. Instead of the tears, just the good times.
Oh, it's a great show. Dynamite. What are you working on in the Plex, though? I was being serious.
Okay. Well, there's a new gadget that can make your dreams come true. It's called the Dream Recorder. We'll talk about this scary thing next in Your Eyes, Guys headlines.
Yeah, you know what? What do you think that is?
It's probably one of them Oculus things where you can, it's like the movies predicted, like in the future we will all like play video games in our sleep or some kind of like thing where we can go in another sub-universe or whatever.
That episode of Black Mirror where you can, you know, demand your girlfriend play her memories back for you so you can see who she cheated with.
Man, I would have loved to have seen that into a whole movie. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
Some of them are awful. All right, we will get into that. I'm gonna go outside and run around and get all in a better mood now.
Do a couple bumps.
No, my back can't take it anymore. Oh, he's talking about her.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, you know, some people love AI. Others are kind of afraid of it. And this, to me, is somewhere you may not want to go, but it could be cool. So there's a group of tech nerds in Amsterdam. They came up with a new gadget called a Dream Recorder that turns your dreams into videos, but it doesn't actually scan your brain waves. You have to remember your dream, describe what it was, and turn your description into a video.
Jobber AI. Not good.
See, I had, they tell you to keep a dream journal, And then, you know, when you wake up from the dream. Isn't that what you want to do? The first thing you want to do when you wake up you want to grab a pen and you want to focus your eyes and you want to write and be able to actually read it the next morning. I had a great dream the other night, and it involved, like, my grandma. And it was just one of those real, like, lucid dreams where you wake up with that heart, that, I'm going to say heart on, that warm place in your heart. Like, did I drift up to heaven and hang out with my grandma? Because it felt so surreal. But then I remember other things going on in it, but the only thing I remember the next morning was I sat there and talked to my grandma for a while. It's wild.
So if you... When Elon wanted to do the Neuralink, what would that exactly... Nothing's going to be able to read your brain, right? And, like, translate that.
Not yet, but... That's a chair.
That would keep you alive, but even though you're not... You know what I mean?
It's just... I don't know. I can't describe what a brainwave is, even.
Like, what is it? We know about synapses and firing off and stuff.
But then, like, computer language is nothing but zero and one. Like, that's the whole language is written with zeros and ones. So yeah. I can't even fathom what that means.
I saw your computer, that bit parody.
Yeah.
Zeros and ones.
It's all it is zeros and ones. That's like the universal code.
But I think this, if you have some issues or some kind of stress in your life.
I'm listening.
Or nightmares, like psychiatry problems.
Cody Rhodes.
This might help you.
Cody.
In the sense that you're, you know, like you said, journaling. But better than journaling, you can see how it progresses. Because I've had nightmares about things in my life. And they
have always killed me in two dreams.
They've crept up where I'm thinking, why do I go back to that? Why do I think of that? That happened to me.
Mm.
And so that might help if you're wondering why you feel that way, and then you can go and get some help, especially, you know, something growing up or something in your past. But
you ever get this, and this is very, like, real stuff right here. Do you ever get these flashback memories from maybe childhood?
I do.
And when you start to, like, try to think about it, you feel nauseous and like you're going to pass out?
I don't feel like that, but there are big gaps I can't remember.
Dude,
in the story.
I feel like I don't. Part of me wants to do some kind of regressive therapy, but part of me doesn't. Because it's like they say, psychiatrists say that if your body shuts down when trying to think back to something, your brain's blocked it out to protect you. And I'm like, God bless. Like, what was it? Uh-huh. I think about this one thing. I don't even want to say what it was. But when I think about that and it crosses my mind, I can't get it out of my mind. And I start, it's like my brain's trying to form it to, like, let me know what it is. And I get, like, feel like my sugar's low. Like, I'm going to pass out. Yeah. I tried to tell my therapist with it, and she just kind of says, well, you know, like I said, it's, your brain's blocking it out to protect your whatever. But that's frightening. So I mean, that's pretty frightening, right?
Even if you wanted to do that type of therapy, do you remember enough about the situation for it to even work?
Or you've suppressed it in your mind where you don't want to – it's so painful you put it behind your – You know what
that's
I'm
what I'm saying. Like, your brain is protecting your soul or your spirit or whatever it is. I don't know.
I remember situations with my parents and being shipped here, there, and everywhere. Like, we were put on a plane and flown during the summer to stay with whoever. And I would want to go see them, but at the same time, I missed my mom, wanted to be home, and things didn't go that well with those people, and it was kind of disappointing in my life. And then I have flashes of the bad people, and, you know, I can see how that can help you, because maybe there's a pattern, or maybe there's something that you...
Does that dominate the memory, the bad stuff that happened?
Sometimes. And I have a lot of guilt with the situation with my father's mother, because she...
Your grandma?
Yeah, she didn't have anything to do with it, and... I didn't have an avenue to say anything because I was all by myself and I didn't want my brother to know. I didn't want anybody to know what happened to me. And I wrote a letter one day and somehow I didn't mail it or it wasn't sent anywhere. And I
we left, just got a letter.
I left it in a drawer. Well, years later, she found it, and it was a big deal.
Did and she I told share everything. It with
other... Oh, she was so mad, and she told my mom that it was all lies and it never happened. And so I never went back to see her, and then she died 2 years later, and it was really hard for me.
Really? I was thinking if she passed away, you wouldn't be like, well, you know what? She kind of turned on you, so you wouldn't feel as bad.
Mm-mm. Damn.
I just got pieces of one where I get hit in the head, and then I wake up, and there's blood running down the back of my legs. So I'm like, what is this about?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine is. It has something to do with, you know, I don't know that it's sexual in nature at all. I just...
I hope not.
Well, I mean...
Those are like the hardest ones to come back from.
That's, well... Yeah,
especially trauma.
Why is my body shutting down when I try to think of what happened? I mean, I'm being real. It sounds kooky, but like it's freaky. I don't know.
But the relationship, too, could really damage it for you as far as like what you went through, Paige. I knew somebody went through something similar, but it was like, you know, like immediate blood relative type situation. Mm-hmm. It was hard for them to really get over.
Like,
still.
I feel like I was by this is going to sound like so like generic and whatever, but like there was some kind of abuse. I know, and I don't know from whom. I know this feeling I get. I think about this little particular area, and then I feel like my body's closing down.
Right.
And it also, I get the same feeling when I get close with my head near a spigot or a faucet.
Oh, gosh.
Like when I, you know, like you put your head down near a faucet to wash your face off, and I start getting this weird headache where I have to like turn my head sideways. It's like it's shutting me down. I don't know, dude.
I hate as far as your life goes in that aspect? I feel like the preacher that stole your ball cards got off scot-free because of the other traumas that take place.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel like the way you do, where every time I was left alone with somebody, something happened, generally if it was a male.
I have a bad babysitter memory, but all it was is I spilt my Kool-Aid on my ham and cheese sandwich, and the bitch made me eat it anyway, soaked in Kool-Aid. She wouldn't go make me another one because I was very young, but I have that memory.
Surprised she had to ask you. It's old Matt ate it.
I had that. I keep that memory, but yeah, this is something that it's got to be really, really bad, and I don't know. It's one of those like mysteries. I don't want to know because if my body's shutting down. Like, it's literally like my blood sugar's low. Like, I'm going to faint when I try to think about it.
Mm. Yeah, and for me, it's better to just put it aside and move on. But then, if you don't deal with
your problems...
It's
just that curiosity,
If you don't deal with your problems, they're coming after you later on in life. I'm convinced of that, and that's what people have told me.
Have you ever have those moments where, like, it did not make sense, and you were like, well, I was a kid. I don't understand why this was happening or whatever. Like, there was a guy at our church that thought that I had done something to his son, like, you know, threw something at him or whatever. And that dude got me by the shoulders and pushed me against the wall as a little boy and was like...
At your church?
And I didn't say a word because my mom was the music director.
You didn't tell Diddy?
No, I didn't tell anybody. I mean, that dude, like, but that's not the memory. The memory involves blood like yours as well.
Down the back of the legs?
No, out of my nose.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can you remote view this stuff and see it, like, from a third person looking at it like it's still happening now?
I don't want to do that.
Can you do that?
Oh, I don't want to mess with that stuff. Mine is, like, I know exactly who did that to me. It happened many years.
See, I had to get my nose cauterized 3 different times as a child. For bloody noses over and over again, and there was no explanation for them.
Like a medical condition, I guess.
Right. They had to burn the blood vessels in my nose because I kept waking up with bloody noses. And I don't know. I'm sitting here just like rolling off at the mouth, making no sense at all, but it's just creepy.
It was like Paige's situation. You kept getting sent there every year?
Every year. Well, almost every year, yeah.
Somebody probably asked, too, for you to be sent there, which makes it even more diabolical.
Yeah.
A lot of touching stuff going on.
All right. We need to, I personally need to turn, I don't have a frown. I just got, I'm in a weird way.
It's been a bad hour.
I'm sorry.
No, it's, well, it's death. It I mean, it's fault. Death and you know, all this stuff. It's just,
you don't like talking about it, but you have to.
Right. You know? Right.
That's why I don't know how you survive therapy. All this stuff you got to relive and reopen.
Well, that's.
It defines what you are, basically.
It's a process. Everything is. It's like, I don't know.
That's
I sometimes
good to do
thought
it.
About going, or thought about stopping to go, stopping going. Because I thought about that myself. Like, am I literally, like, inviting, am I getting over things and moving on, or am I still inviting it back in to rehash?
Are you dwelling on one particular issue in your life?
Because aren't they supposed to keep you on the hook? Like, is that part of the deal? Like, I don't know.
Well, I think you're going to get to the point where you're, it's helping you. I would think that you're coming
much.
To terms with it and why you feel the way that you do.
Very much. Yeah, very much. All right. No fun way to close this. We're going to take a break. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.